Cairo is crowded, noisy, and now smellier. In recent months, trash in both poor and middle-class districts has been piling up. The pile-up is partly related to the swine flu. To combat the H1N1 virus, the Egyptian government slaughtered all the country's pigs, even though the World Health Organization said the move was misguided. The organic waste that was once collected by the so-called Zebulun to feed their stock of pigs is now ending up in the streets. Some residents have resorted to burning it. And for others, like Dana Musa, the streets have become too much to bear.
What was missing was that the civil society wasn't doing anything about it, except staying at homes, complaining, and the important thing is to take action.
So she did. She created an event on Facebook called Clean Up Giza, referring to a huge section of Greater Cairo extending out to the pyramids. It started with a few friends and grew to more than 350 members. They took to the streets of the middle-class neighborhood, Mohandesin, and collected the trash themselves.
We spent about 4 to 5 hours. It was during Ramadan, so a lot of the kids there were fasting. It was during the summer, so it was pretty hot. And people were going at it. Like, everyone was super excited.
That event was the seed of a grassroots movement. About 30 people attended a brainstorming session to discuss planning, legal, and other issues involved in cleaning up their districts. Omar Ghonem says he decided to participate because the garbage in his neighborhood is suffocating.
My area is really, really, really dirty, so I've always wanted, like, I can't deal with this. I want to clean it up, but I can't do it alone. So my friend Dana started this. I'm supporting her all the way because we really need this.
After the first cleanup event, the Giza governor announced that the feud between the government and the Italian garbage contractor was ending and the operations would resume shortly. But for Leila Halali, pig slaughter and contract disagreements are just minor issues compared to Cairo's larger problem, litter.
People just throw in the street because they have nowhere else to throw it in. That's one problem. The second problem is they're not educated to do that. Actually throw it somewhere. They just throw it in the street.
One change includes a plan by Musa's group to distribute 25,000 garbage bins in one neighborhood. Musa says her group will also hold bi-monthly cleanup days to generate more awareness.
It's getting people, young people like us, to go down and participate and feel good about themselves and the area in which they live in. And if this model works, we hope to continue in other districts.
Cairo produces 13,000 tons of garbage every day. So the group has a hefty challenge. Jessica Devereaux for VOA News, Cairo.
3 weeks worth of trash, because the strike was for 3 weeks. And so what we use...